Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, His Love Endures Forever.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. You must be clever as snakes and innocent as doves. Be on your guard with respect to others. They will haul you into court. They will flog you in their synagogues. You will be brought to trial before rulers and kings to give witness before them and the Gentiles on my account. When they hand you over, do not worry about what you will say or how you will say it. When the hour comes, you will be given what you are to say. You yourselves will not be the speakers. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will turn against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all on account of me. But whoever endures till the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. I solemnly assure you, you will not have covered the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of our Lord. I guess I've always been a glass half full type of person, because whenever I read this particular gospel, I kind of speed read through all the gloom and doom, and my eye lights on the words. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. I thought about what the Lord means to endure to the end. Did he mean simply living and not dying? Surely there is more to it than that. As Christians, we believe in eternal life. So it couldn't be that enduring just meant trying to stay alive when our goal is eternal life. So how do we endure and be saved? And then I thought of our Lord and his persecution on earth. Through it all, through the agony of the garden, through the scourging and the whipping, through the long walk to the cross, and the final excruciating pain of the crucifixion, Jesus never stopped loving. When he was spat upon and reviled, he loved the women of Jerusalem and was concerned for their welfare. When he hung upon the cross, he loved and comforted the repentant thief who hung beside him. He loved Mary by putting her into the care of the disciple whom he loved. Are we beginning to see a theme here? Yes, Jesus loved. Despite all the persecution, despite the dire warnings that we will be sent as sheep among wolves, that we will be betrayed by family and friends, if we can endure and still love, we will be saved. But how do we do that? How do we love those who hate us? Sometimes it's hard enough to love our family and friends with whom we have physical and emotional bonds. Annoying habits and family disagreements, they keep us on our toes, trying to keep us loving those who are close to us. So how do we love those who hate us and persecute us, who we don't even know? Can we conquer evil with good? Can we refuse to accept that evil will be victorious? As I was writing my thoughts for this reflection, God sent me his Psalm 118. In my morning prayers, that reoccurring refrain, his love endures forever. I don't know how many times the Lord has done that for me. When I'm feeling down or discouraged, he sends me his word. I knew I wanted to say that if we hold out to the end, we will be saved, and that enduring is more than just living. And then the Lord sent me his message. His love endures forever. good can conquer evil. Because we have our God's word and our Lord's example and the power of the Holy Spirit. In our gospel, he said, you yourselves will not be the speakers. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. He promised to always be with us. We know that his love endures forever. We have seen examples not only from our Lord, but even in the most evil times of history. During the Holocaust, many faced death and imprisonment to hide Jewish people and lead them to safety. Our Catholic brothers and sisters in Europe were imprisoned with our Jewish brothers and sisters when they stood beside them. Around the world, missionaries have gone to serve in leper colonies, into war areas, into areas of plague and famine, all in the name of love. I'm sure the world is aware that right now in the United States, it's a hotbed of anger and contention, fighting and disagreeing over abortion law, immigration, gun laws. Our parish even received a credible threat from the police that protesters would be at our church on Sunday. They never showed, but we went to Mass anyway. I'm still confused why protesters are targeting Catholic churches only when many Christian churches are against abortion. But there it is. And how would we greet those protesters if they did show up? Hopefully with love. Wouldn't our Lord do the same? All we can do is pray that their eyes will be open to embrace life in all forms and among all peoples. I recently bought a chicken dinner for a young homeless man outside the restaurant. He was carrying a sign asking for leftovers. But it was a drive-thru and it was easy to pick him up a to-go meal. I asked his name so that I could pray for him, and he answered, "I'm not religious." I answered, "That's okay. God still believes in you, and I'll pray for you." But this encounter made me realize how ignorant I am of where to get help for the homeless. I need to educate myself so that my love can be practical and give real help, so that I can ensure that God's love endures forever. To be shrewd, we must arm ourselves with knowledge to answer the needs of our brothers and sisters, so that once again people will say, "Look, see how much Christians love one another." It's not easy to love in the face of persecution and despair and unbelief. But in today's gospel, our Lord states quite firmly that he will be there with us always, that the Father's Holy Spirit will give us the right words to say. We don't have to endure alone. We just have to continue to love.